Now, a story from Ireland about an unorthodox art donation.
Gardaí say they're making inquiries after two nude portraits of the Taoiseach were put up illegally in two Dublin art galleries. The paintings of Brian Cowan, who's not thought to have posed for the anonymous artist, were placed among the portrait collections of the National Gallery and the Royal Hibernian Academy.
That's a report from Irish television earlier this week, and we should translate a little bit. The Taoiseach is the Irish Prime Minister, and the Gardaís, by the way, are the police. And those two portraits of the Taoiseach are now down, and an artist, a man named Conor Casby, has come forward to say that he created the works, but insists he did not hang them in the galleries. As for that report that we just heard, Irish television apologized for airing it at all. It was television, so you could see one of the pictures. For more on this art heist in reverse, we turn now to James O'Halloran of Adams Fine Art Auctioneers in Dublin. You saw one of these portraits. Can you just describe it for us?
I did, Robert. It was a small little acrylic on canvas in a black frame, and it was a very well-painted picture. I mean, it wasn't a bit of rubbish. It wasn't particularly attractive, but then it wasn't designed to be attractive.
To say not attractive is a bit of an understatement here. The Taoiseach, the Prime Minister, looks positively ugly in this picture.
You know, he's not considered in, very favourable light for his, his looks. But the problem is that he's being pilloried at every hand's turn by certain elements of the press because he's perhaps overweight and jowly. And maybe on the one hand, if he did have the time to spend a bit of time at the gym, he might be able to change that look. But he's certainly got a lot on his plate, and I'm sure his look at the moment is probably the last thing on his mind.
Well, would you say that this is a rare occurrence for people to somehow manage to hang paintings in these fairly upscale galleries?
Well, thankfully, yes. This is the first time that I think it's ever happened in Ireland.
Well, concentrating on the picture that you saw, it's a small, just this side of a cartoon, I would say, unflattering picture of the Taoiseach, which has had its 15 minutes of fame. Mm. You're an auctioneer. What kind of value are we talking about here?
Well, I think it has developed a lot of value in the last sort of 48 hours, but I suspect that there are a lot of people who would actually like to have it because more of its notoriety as opposed to its artistic value.
And we would assume that those most likely to bid would be more likely to be detractors of the Prime Minister than supporters of him?
Yes, I would think that anybody who would consider spending money on this would probably be somebody who would be doing it for a laugh, but at the same time you might have it bought by somebody who's got a pub or who just wants to be sort of seen to be buying something that's in the news.
You think this could be for the pub that already has the picture of the dogs playing poker? This be something for that same wall or that same genre?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.
James O'Halloran of Adams Fine Art Auctioneers in Dublin, talking about the pictures of the Taoiseach, the Irish Prime Minister, which mysteriously appeared in a couple of national museums there. By the way, at our website, npr.org, you will not see either of the pictures of the Taoiseach, Brian Cowan. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.